Excellent.
Hello.
Hi, I can hear you well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
Fantastic. Thank you for stopping by with the community and talking about, firstly, how CBD's played a role in your life and everything that you're doing in that space. But for people who don't know much about your journey, are you able to just give a brief explanation about who you are, what you, obviously we know you do anxiety coaching, how you got into that space, and then how you obviously found CBD and how it was useful for yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I personally experienced anxiety about like 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. I went through an anxiety disorder, like multiple anxiety disorders, for about like 3 years.
Okay.
And when I was able to overcome it, like completely get out of it, it took me a good few years to realize that since I overcame it, and as you know, if you can only understand somebody that has anxiety once you actually experienced it. So I realized that I was able to connect with people like tremendously and help and like understanding where they're coming from, and also to be able to guide them and how to overcome their anxiety. So it was difficult, of course, as you know, most people that experience anxiety know how hard it is, but it was not an easy thing, of course, but I was able to overcome it, and now I help other people to overcome it.
Wonderful. So you said, it was 3 years of going through an anxiety journey.
Yeah.
What was, how did that look for you? Was it panic attacks?
Yeah. Panic attacks. I had DPDR. I had, anxiety attacks. DPDR was the majority of it,
right,
which really took over, because that is, I think, most scariest symptoms, because I really believe that I went insane. Because of the thoughts that I had and how I saw reality and questioning things. I never experienced this before. And I thought, because I used to smoke a lot of weed when I was younger, I thought that was the effects of it. And I didn't understand what was going on with me. And that was one of my triggers.
You thought it was like a knock-on effect, yeah, from that?
Yeah, definitely. It was scary. It was scary, for sure.
Like you say, and when you're going through that, I think it's worth mentioning, DPDR, that's definitely one of the scarier symptoms that people speak about, because it doesn't feel like, when someone says, oh, that's down to anxiety, it doesn't feel like it could be down to anxiety. It feels like you're on a whole different consciousness, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everything seems so surreal, like you say. It's like you're operating on a different level, and it can be very scary, and often that can be part of the anxiety loop.
Yeah.
Just trying to avoid that symptom alone.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. It's like, and the scariest part is that it's just there. It doesn't go away. It's like panic attacks, like they come and go. But like with this, it's just a constant state of mind. It was like really scary for me to have. But thankfully, I was able to like understand, like I found somebody. And this is why I became an anxiety coach, is because I found somebody who went through it and understood what I was going through. And he was able to calm me down tremendously and able to work with me. And then one day I just snapped out of it, out of DPDR, and it felt like one of the best feelings ever, honestly.
This coach that you work with, he was like a mentor coach with you, was he? And you said you connected. Was that because he'd been through an anxiety disorder and he was able to almost explain what you were feeling through his words, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, because he was the only one who actually understood me. Because other people, I would try to explain it to them, they would look at me like, what are you talking about? I even went to a therapist. I remember this. And this was scary because I wanted some clarity. I thought that I was going insane. And the therapist even looked at me and he was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I don't know what you're saying. And I was like, if this person doesn't know, like, who does then? And that really, like, increased my anxiety, and I had to jet out of the session. I remember that. So that was kind of scary, but he was the first person to finally, like, wow. And this was 12 years ago, whenever social media wasn't that big. So you weren't able to connect with people like it is nowadays, which is amazing, I think. But back then, it was so hard to find somebody that actually understood what you were going through. When I found that person, I like just like clinged on to him. And I'm like, this is my person. And he was able to take me to a certain level, and then I had to do other things besides that. Because like he still struggles with it, but like today, because of the mindset that I built, because I think that's key, it's like a major thing
that was able to, like, you know, overcome it and not experience this anymore.
That's wonderful. And regarding the, firstly, talk to me about the mindset, because I definitely agree with you that mindset is definitely probably one of the most important things when it comes to overcoming anxiety, because we know that to overcome the anxiety, you've got to go through it. You have to sit in those uncomfortable situations. You have to put your body into those situations where the DPDRs are occurring or where the panic attacks are occurring, and that can be really scary and daunting for someone to think about, but that's the only way that we can really reduce the nervous system and reduce the anxiety over time by doing these exposures. Talk to me about CBD. So I know that obviously you want to speak about your product, but I just want, before we go into that, I just want to know how play a role, firstly, where did you hear about it and how did it play a role in your life for your recovery?
Well, 12 years ago, CBD wasn't, I would say, as available. I don't think it was legal back then. So I wasn't unfortunately able to use that.
Right.
I really wish that I was able to, because today I still use it for sleep now more, because right. I have trouble sleeping. You know, with two kids and everything, it's not, and a lot of things that you have to do throughout the day, I just need a faster way to fall asleep and wake up with energy. So today I use it more with sleeping, but I have other people that I deal with one-on-ones, like the coaching, and they do take the Calmly CBD, and it has helped them to tremendously calm down their anxiety. Like I had one lady, Sydney, she suffered for 3 years with severe anxiety, and she was trying different natural remedies. She didn't want to take the meds. So she was trying different natural remedies, and when she took mine, finally, the Calmly, it really helped her to calm down tremendously. So it unfortunately hasn't helped me, like, because it wasn't available back then. Mm-hmm. But today, the people that I do work with, I do provide it for them, and it's really been beneficial for them in calming down their anxiety and even sleep, improving their sleep as well.
Well, we know with anxiety disorders as well, it's often goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Lack of sleep or sleep and anxiety, right? Often people with anxiety wake up in the middle of the night. Nocturnal panic attacks are very
common. Yes.
People can actually, they can wake up and then look at the clock and almost become obsessed with that they don't have enough hours left to sleep.
Yeah.
So I think for yourself, you said you've sort of like implemented it into your sleep routine, have you? Do you just take it once every night? Is that how it goes?
About once every night, I take about 1 millimeter. It's 1,000 milligram in the bottle. I take 1 millimeter of it because it all depends on the body weight of a person, because each person is just, their body weight is different. So it all depends. So I tried in the beginning like half a millimeter, like a half a dropper, which is 0.5. And I saw it really wasn't like helping me. So I took 1 millimeter because my body weight is, I would say about like close to 200 pounds. So I took about like that, and that really helped me out. So it all depends on the body weight, but that's what I take once a night, every single night before I go to bed, about like 10 minutes, 5 minutes before I go to bed. And I wake up like with energy. Like it's amazing. I love it.
And how
even my wife takes it now.
Your wife takes it. Yeah. And how should it interrupt it or not now?
Say that again.
How's your sleep? Is it interrupted? Do you wake up at night?
No, only if my daughter wakes up in the middle of the night, then yeah. But other than that, it's just smooth sailing. And it's like it puts you in that deep REM sleep that we need. Right. And that's where it gets you to. And I feel that. I feel the difference. Like one time we went away, me and my wife, for the weekend, and we forgot to take the CBD. Our sleep was different than when we actually do take it. So there is a difference. And even the clients that actually that bought from me, they have told me there's a difference. Even their husbands that have been taking it, some woman that I deal with from California, her husband doesn't have anxiety, but he has sleep problems. And he says like the sleep is amazing with it. It's been really helping him out with it.
That's really interesting. And the people that you said that you help with the anxiety coaching, how do they implement it? So obviously I know that you said you use it once for sleep. How would they implement it into the routine? And just regarding, you said it goes off body size. What recommendation is for what body? How would somebody figure out what like the dose would be, for example?
Yeah, so that's a tricky thing. That is something that's tricky to like know what's the right dosage for you. So to answer the first question is that what they do is they implement it in the morning. So when they wake up, they right away take a dropper of CBD. You know, they put it under their tongue for about 75 seconds and then they swallow it. So they do that in the morning. So that helps them to keep calm throughout the entire day. Now, if they want to take a second dose, they can just do that. And they're feeling a little anxious, you know, and they feel like they're nervous, let's say they need to go somewhere or whatever triggers their anxiety, they can take it beforehand, about like a few minutes beforehand, and they're able to, you know, get the effects. But the recommendation is to take it for at least a month every single day for it to have a more, you know, stronger effect on your body and the benefits that you can actually get for it. Now, with the body size, with the dosage, it's kind of hard to know because each person's going to be different. So I always tell everybody to take a half of the dropper, so that's 0.5, and then see how you feel with that. If it's not so good, then increase it by 0.2, like 0.25, increase it by a quarter. And then if it's not good enough, then take a little bit more. So that way you're able to like know what's the right dosage for you. Because it's kind of hard to like know, and there's so many different aspects to it. So that's what I recommend, and that's what helps people out.
What would you say to people who've maybe tried CBD in the past and it hasn't worked for them? Obviously, I'm in UK, so our laws are a little different than you guys, but we have a big following in the US. So what would you say to someone who's maybe tried and it didn't work for them? Would that mean that your product wouldn't work for them? Or would that mean that maybe, is there like different standards when it comes to CBD products over there?
Yeah. So I don't know how it is in the UK or, you know, the standards over there, but even over here, I have people that over here in the US and they've told me they've tried CBD gummies or different forms of CBDs and it hasn't helped them, even CBD oil. So the research that I have done, it took me about a year and a half to develop this thing. It wasn't like a 1-2-3 thing that I just developed and that's it. I had to work with farmers and manufacturers to make sure that the dosage and the potency level and the, you know, what's going on with the CBD is actual, you know, CBD. So there's a lot out there. And this is people that I've dealt with farmers and manufacturers, besides the one that I'm working with right now, that their quality wasn't as good. Their quality of the way they make the plant or the way they grow things and the way they take care of it and their process with the manufacturer has so many different effects to it. So what I did is try to find somebody that has a very good, you know, process in how they do with the CBD. And the difference of what I personally seen is that there is a huge difference in the way they grow it and the way they do it and the way they manufacture it. So now the thing is that also we want a certification of, it's a COA, a certification of analysis. So a lot of companies that I've done research on, they don't have that. They don't provide a COA. And that shows all the potency levels and what's going on inside the CBD and everything like that. That's really important. So that's one of the reasons why it won't have an effect. And some people might have tried it maybe like once or twice, but you need to be consistent with it for a little bit for that specific person. So that way you're able to actually benefit from it, because sometimes it does take time to kick in for some people. So that's what I always tell people and say, try it out. Because I offer like a 30 days money back guarantee. So if in 30 days doesn't help you, I offer back the money because I don't want to provide something that's not going to help. I want to provide something that is going to help people. That's what it is.
Yeah, firstly, I think that's a good offering. Someone just put, can we get information on your product? So if you just want to explain, obviously, what your product is and how it's available, I guess it's just available in the US, right?
Yeah.
That code that you just mentioned, is that like a regulation, is it?
The what, only in the US?
No, you mentioned something that other...
COA.
Yes.
So that needs to, like, from a state point of view, from the New York state and even federal point of view, that you need to do testing on it and to show people that, you know, what you're offering is actual CBD and not something else. Right. That's the thing. And I can only ship it within the U.S. because of regulations. I can't ship it to the U.K. And I have a lot of people from the U.K. asking me, like, can you? I'm like, man, I really wish I can, but, like, I can't.
Because we know there's a lot of scientific studies being done on CBD now, so it'd be interesting to see what these large studies are going to bring, because like you said, not just yourself, there's so many people and I've heard in the community that really swear by CBD. That's why we give people like yourselves a voice, because I think it's a story that definitely needs to be told, because everyone's recovery journey is important. And I think it's important for individuals to curate their own tools that help them to recover, right? So let's see what's available for everyone and see if it matches up for them. So if, just going back to this question, can we get information on the product?
For sure. It's a tincture oil, basically. And I can actually get the bottle.
Go for it.
Whatever it looks like. So this is the way it looks.
Okay, yeah.
It's a 1 ounce tincture bottle with oil inside, the CBD oil. It's 1,000 milligram in this bottle, all right? And it has all natural flavors, like all natural ingredients. So it has MCT coconut oil, and this has natural mint flavor in it. So that way you don't taste the CBD oil, because CBD oil is just not a tasteful taste. But so I put a little bit of peppermint, just a little touch, so you can have that, but it's all natural ingredients. And that's basically it. There's nothing really to it, but the CBD to it. And of course it's 1,000 milligram, and you know, it really has helped people that have taken it to, you know, to calm down their anxiety.
Obviously there's a lot of people who maybe take SSRIs medication. What's the protocol regarding that? Are they able to take CBD, or is it best they speak to the doctors? What would you advise?
So with that, I would advise to speak to the doctors, because I don't want at the end of the day something to affect them, to make it worse for them. Like, I want them to get the help that they actually need. So if that's going to affect with their meds, preferably don't take it. Like, even with blood pressure medication, if you're taking, because I know a lot of people with anxiety, they have high blood pressure. And if you have blood pressure medication, the recommendation is not to take CBD for it, because it can lower your, you know, your blood pressure. But the recommendation is just to speak with the doctor first and see what they say. But yeah, you don't want to take that risk. And I personally always say, like, if you're taking the medication, preferably don't take this, continue with that. If one day you want to get off it, you want to take one natural route, whatever you like, that's perfectly fine. Try it out. You know,
you'll still be there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going away.
I will go on to some of the questions that the community have submitted. Can you walk us through a success story? So someone who's used your product, and how it played a significant role in helping them overcome their anxiety challenges. So what did you see maybe in the coaching aspect of things?
So I have there's a lady, I have one Taylor, her name is Taylor. She lives in the US, and she has started to take my CBD recently. And she has been telling me, like, how in the morning, when she wakes up in the morning, she automatically feels anxious. That's the way she feels from waking up from sleeping. So when she started to take my CBD, she started to feel much calmer throughout the entire day. She's like, I feel the difference. And there's another lady named Sydney as well. Like I told you before, she had for 3 years for anxiety, deliberate, like really severe anxiety. And she started to take the CBD, my CBD that I made. And she said, like, I see the difference completely. Like, I feel completely calmer now than I did before. And she tried different natural remedies and it didn't help. There is somebody in my community over here who also was struggling with anxiety. I offered it to him. He got anxiety because of COVID. And we know a lot of people did because of COVID situation. It was really hard on him. And he took medication and he had a bad reaction with the medication. So he took the natural route now. And he says he sees a difference and how much it actually helps him to feel much calmer and like to do things, to be more operational, like to go out. Like, he was afraid of going places, and now he's able to do, going out and everything. And beforehand, he wasn't able to.
Obviously, I know you said everything is natural in there. Do you ever hear of side effects, like, from people taking it? Or what would you say the most common things are?
Not one person has ever told me about a side effect, and not one person has ever asked for a refund yet. So even I give a 30 days money back guarantee, because I want to stand behind my product, because I want to provide something. Not one person has ever told me, like, hey, listen, this is not working out for me. Can you please give me back the money?
That's interesting. Very good. Yeah. Obviously, you must feel very good about that.
Oh, yeah.
In the realm of self-care and mental wellness, how do you see your CBD product fit into a holistic approach to managing anxiety? So they don't use medication. They maybe do yoga and mindfulness, and they have their own toolkit already. How could this be implemented into the toolkit they've already got?
So if, like, they're already using different natural remedies?
Yeah.
So the research that I have done with that, with the different natural remedies and why I wanted to go with more the CBD route is because of the difference. Let's say, for example, ashwagandha, right? Or valerian root, right? That helps you to calm down, but it doesn't help you to treat or help you with your anxiety. The difference with the CBD is that it, from the research that I have done, it unblocks CB1 receptors in the brain. And that helps to stop experiencing anxiety or panic attacks. So that's why, that's the difference between the natural remedies, the other things, and with CBD. So this is why I chose that that route more, because it can actually benefit, you know, and actually treat. They say that, I think the National Institute of Health here in the US, they've done a study, and between 66 to 79% of people that took the CBD has helped them significantly in calming down their anxiety and even improve their sleep. So they have done studies on it. So again, there's more studies to be done, of course, but they could implement that and try it out and see how it goes with it. But with, again, I don't like mixing different natural remedies with it, because again, natural remedies do have an effect, of course. But I recommend, like, hey, listen, like, try it out, see how it goes for a little bit, because you have nothing to lose. Like, I had somebody here in New York, one of my clients, she was taking ashwagandha, and she was really, like, she didn't want to take the CBD because of, like, the effect. She thought it was going to get her high. And a lot of people with anxiety, they fear that. And I also fear that.
Yeah. That's, like, a misconception, though, isn't it? Because I think, is it the THC isn't in CBD oil, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, so that's the thing. The THC amount, that's what's affecting the psychedelic feeling. So yeah. With the CBD, it has next to none THC, so it doesn't get you high. And I personally wouldn't take it. Me personally would not take it if it had THC. Like, there's no way. Because that was one of my triggers.
Right.
You know, I would never do that. So a lot of people have that misconception. But whenever she actually, you know, she was still reluctant to, like, try it out. And unfortunately, she still struggles with panic attacks. I try to work with her and everything, but she went through some traumatic experiences, and I'm trying to work with her, but, like, she's taking ashwagandha, and it's not really helping her out. But the other people that have taken this has helped them out. So, yeah.
That's interesting. So as well, what steps do you take to educate and empower consumers about CBD, its effects, and its safe usage for anxiety relief? That's a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I used to do a lot of TikTok lives. Like, yeah, I used to provide, like, tips over there and everything of, like, what they can do. Because I try to help out people. Like, I know some people that have, like, let's say, financial problems because they're not able to work with anxiety. So I try to help them out as much as possible. So I used to do every single day until I got banned from TikTok live. I think because I was talking about CBD and they're not allowed to do that. I don't know. It was, like, whatever. But I was really helping them out. But over there, I would educate them about how beneficial CBD is, and, like, tell them to do their own research as well. Like, I always tell people, like, hey, listen, do your own research about it. You'll see the benefits from it, and you'll see how actually it would actually help you out. Like, at the end of the day, there is nothing to lose with it because it's natural. It's not going to make you such a, you know, significant effect if it does affect you, you know, which it hasn't with anybody that I've dealt with yet so far.
That's really interesting. And so, are there any ongoing research or developments in the field of CBD and anxiety that you're particularly promising or excited about? So I know you mentioned that study that had promising results. Do you know of any other studies that they're doing at the moment regarding CBD?
At the moment, I know there's a lot of articles talking about it. Like, let's say for epilepsy, like people with, you know, they have that thing, and it has helped them with that. But there is more studies being done because they just legalized this about, like, what was things 5 years ago, 2018. They just legalized this, but they are doing, you know, ongoing studies about it. And so far, it has been a lot of positives to it. So
it's legalized in every state in the U.S., or is it particular states?
So with the states, I don't know how it was in the U.K., but with the states, it's a little bit crazy with their, like, the states and the federal. So, like, the federal legalized it, but, like, they are waiting for the FDA approval on it. And, like it's not FDA approval because they don't know if it's a supplement or not, a dietary. They don't know. So, like, they're trying to still figure that out in that sense. But with the state, for example, each state has their own laws. The majority of the states have legalized it because they see the benefits of it.
And which state did you say? Did you say you're in New York?
Yeah, I'm in New York.
And that obviously legalized there, yeah?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to sell it. Like, I had to get a license from the state and everything to be able to sell
it. And how long have you been, have you had the product live?
It took me about a year and a half to develop it, so it has been live about a month and a half. Has been live.
And the last question from the community was, if you had to describe your CD product to anxiety in just a few words, what would it be?
Oh, that's an interesting one. That it can, if you're looking for the more natural route, I would recommend trying this first. Like, if you're not looking to take meds, I know a lot of people don't want to take meds. Like, even with me, I never took meds to deal with it because I saw my brother. He took meds and he still does for 17 years already. Right. And it hasn't helped him with his anxiety. And I'm trying to work with him and everything, but the meds have an effect on him tremendously. But like, for me personally, I didn't want to take the meds route. I want to take more natural route. So if you're looking to take more of the natural route, I would recommend giving this a try because again, you have 30 days money back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose at the end of the day. It's not like you're buying the product and like, oh, it didn't work, so I'm screwed with it. No, like you're getting back your money and you have nothing to lose at the end of the day. So I would recommend trying it out and see the benefits at the end of the day of how much it can actually help you.
And for people, if they want to support everything you're doing on Instagram, what's the best handle for them to go over to? And also, do you have a website or is everything through Instagram at the moment?
So I do have a website. I do have a website. They definitely, also the link is in my bio and my Instagram is Your Strength Within. That's the thing. It's Your_StrengthWithin.
Yeah.
And over there, link in my bio where they can actually purchase the CBD and it goes straight to my website and everything goes to my website. And then I ship everything within about 24 hours and they get the product within 7 days. If they want it with 2 days, it's possible.
And regarding any other products or any, so let, just before we go, your coaching, is that available worldwide and is that available worldwide? Yeah. Do you have availability? How do you conduct it? Is it face to face or is it online?
So I do it through Zoom.
Right.
That's why I do it because I work with people worldwide. I work from people from all over the world, which is amazing. I love it. Different like cultures and everything. It's so like amazing to see what people actually, it hurts to see what people go through, but it's amazing to meet them and able to help them out. But I do that, you know, because there's certain things that I do throughout the day. I also have a podcast that I also make and I also do the CBD and I also do one-on-ones. So my one-on-ones, they are kind of like, the availability is kind of hard to get, but right. I still try to make it available for people because I want to help them if they're looking for that help. So they can definitely contact me through the, you know, through Instagram, send me a DM, and we can definitely set up an appointment for sure.
That's wonderful. And what's the name of the podcast?
Anxiety Doesn't Own Me.
Anxiety
Doesn't Own Me.
Doesn't Own Me. Wonderful. And that's available. So much for hearing stories and telling stories makes such a difference. It really does. It really does. And that was the main reason why, again, I created DLC Anxiety was because I opened up to a friend and he almost told me everything that I was feeling. He said it back to me because he'd been through it before. And it was that light bulb moment.
Yeah, it's like,
you're so,
whoa.
Yeah, you're so right in what you say that when someone's been through it and come out the other side, there is just something special about that. And that's why I wanted to connect so many people and because I never anything like this ever when I was going through it. So I can imagine even like you said 12 years ago, I can imagine there was nothing. So when you said that you found that coach and you really like grabbed onto him, like I could really imagine how you just really did and like didn't let go because that must have been magical at the time because you didn't have media or anything like that, right?
Yeah, 100%. Because like, it's like, it was such a scary time in my life. Cause like you said, like, this is something I never experienced before. Like, yeah, we go through hardships in life, but like your mind is not getting affected by it. Like it has with anxiety, like it just like plays tricks on you. And like, it's like one of the worst things and nobody understands you. It's like, and you don't even understand it. It's like, what's going on? I feel like a completely brand new person, like in a negative way, you know? So like whenever I found that person, I was like, you're not leaving me. Like, I don't care. Like you're mine. I was like, finally.
And how long?
I read your book, by the way. That one's behind you.
One.
The
yellow. your anxiety? Yeah. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Ah, fantastic. And again, that's two people been through an anxiety disorder, doing different work in the mental health space with shared experiences. But obviously, each journey looks different for everyone. But it's just showing that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that people do recover. Because when you're in the middle of that anxiety disorder, you don't think there's light at the end of the tunnel. You think that that's you for the rest of your life. And you can really be isolated. You can feel alone. So I think, yeah, more psychoeducation like that and more people talking their stories of their own journey to recovery, I think that's really helpful for so many people. So I think that's a good side of social media, where we have these communities of like-minded people being able to connect, because, I think it helps a lot.
100%. Like, you're able to connect with people so much easier now than beforehand. Like, when I was struggling with it, like, nobody understands you. So it definitely helps tremendously. And, like, again, there's a negative side to the social media, but at the same time, there's such a positive side to it. About it. And it's amazing. It really is. Like, the Facebook groups and, you know, what you're doing with the podcasts and the books and everything. It's like amazing to be able to connect nowadays. It's truly is. Like, I love it.
If you were to just to end the podcast, and I'd like to obviously thank you for sharing all the information you have with the community. For everyone who's listens to this it will be on DLC Live in the next 72 hours. And we will be on DLC Anxiety Instagram page, I think by 5 p.m. roughly Eastern time tonight, for everyone who wants to catch up and watch it then. I'd just like to leave it on. If you were to get anxiety now out in public, do you have a go-to tool that you would use that wasn't the CBD, but was just a tool that you've developed over time that'd help you in that situation? What would you say your number one tool would be?
Just be with it. Yeah. That's like the number one thing. I would not try to fight it ever again. I'm like, bring it on. I want more. Like, I love this. That's what I tell myself. Yeah. That's what I would tell myself. Like, I want more anxiety. Like, bring it. Like, let's go. Like, I want to feel my chest. Like, just boom. And that's like the number one thing that helps me. And also, like, self-talking to myself. I'm like telling myself, like, you know, everything is great and it's okay not to feel okay. It's great. It's not a big deal. So I try to like minimize the anxiety. And I love what you said in the book about the adrenaline rush. That I loved. And I help people with that. And I tell people, I'm like, you know, like, I read this book and I tell about your book. And I said it over there. It says about like the adrenaline rush and not the panic attack. Like, I also love that spin on it. It was amazing. Amazing on that.
You're right. Bye. And you can just see it in your demeanor, and that is what I want everyone to see who's going through an anxiety disorder, that it really is a mindset. It's a shift in mindset that you just got to put yourself in these situations, as long as they're not dangerous, obviously.
Yeah.
But if these situations are not dangerous and anxiety is occurring, I was reading some of your posts before. Yes, it feels uncomfortable, but uncomfortable doesn't equal danger. So when you see those uncomfortable feelings, anxiety comes as a wave. It may spike, it may go back down. But like you say, if you sit there and the self-talk that you said, that you changing that inner critic and sitting or standing with the anxiety, over time, the anxiety will go down.
Yeah.
And you in the brain that it was just a misfire, it was a fire alarm that was going off with no fire there. But it's when you leave that situation, you're teaching the brain that situation was dangerous, so the next time that you go to that situation, it's going to cause more anxiety.
Yeah, like I was personally afraid to go on public buses when I was going through anxiety, and I had to like push myself. I remember going on a bus, it was a 40-minute bus ride to go home, because I didn't want to stay with my cousin that was staying late somewhere, because I was afraid of being alone. And like the entire time I was in there, I was just talking to myself, trying to calm myself down. And the second I got off the bus was one of the best feelings I ever had, because I actually like broke that belief in my brain and I actually reprogrammed my mind and told like, hey, this place is safe. So it was amazing.
Regarding that bus situation, now when you get on a bus, do you get any physical symptoms, any emotional symptoms? No. Nothing, no?
Like nowadays, like I was terrified of flying, terrified of flying. Now I can't wait. Like when I go on the fly, I remember I came back from Florida one time, this crazy turbulence. I was like, told my sister, I'm like, you know, it's like Disney World all over again. I'm like, we're going up and down. You know, I was trying to like make it like more in a positive way. And it really like calmed her down and her kids down. Mm-hmm. And also me, because like turbulence is kind of scary, but like it never brought down a plane. And I did a lot of research about flying. But nowadays, like I don't experience like the physical symptoms or anything like that because of the mindset that I built. And it took me time, but it was definitely worth it. Like nowadays I don't experience, like I experience normal anxiety, which is normal.
Yeah.
It's okay. But like now I just don't get like anxious like that anymore, thankfully.
And how long would you, just for people listening to the back end of this, how long would you say that it took you to develop that mindset personally?
Took me a good few years, I would say. I struggled with anxiety for 3 years. And then within those 3 years, I was still trying to develop myself because I came from a very like negative background and a very toxic, I would say. So it really affected me in my mindset and my belief system, my self-esteem. And to like change that did take me some time. I would say about a good, I don't know, 3-4 years, I would say, to develop myself. That kind of thing. It's not a 1-2-3, but I was, again, it's not like it's going to be like either I have a, like I feel amazing or I don't. Like there was like ups and downs with it. Yes. But like I always try to move forward. That's what it is. I always try to move forward with my mindset so that I don't get affected from anxiety, so that it doesn't come back. And even if it does, be okay with it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you say, even if it does, bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it. And I think that's important as well, saying that with anxiety, it may come back and you have to be open to that and you have to accept that. And like you say, bring it on, because a lot of people think that, oh, well, I just want to wake up and never feel anxious again. Well, anxiety does play a part naturally, not in normal situations. It keeps us safe. If you're about to go out into, say, like a road and then the car comes, it's that anxiety that pulls you back and saves you in that situation. So anxiety we need in normal day-to-day occurrences. It's just with anxiety disorders, when it becomes disordered and you start to avoid situations and it starts to take over your day-to-day living, that's where we need to put the things in place and really curate your toolkit and your mindset. So how do you approach someone who, say, has a negative mindset? So a typical person who comes to you for coaching, they have that negative mindset and they say, well, I just can't think positive, I just can't think this positive way. How do you coach them into that different way of thinking?
So the first thing that I do, I never try to tell them not to think negatively. Because if you're not going to think that, like if you're going to try to fight the negative thought, it's going to create more anxiety. You know, you're going to try to push it out, it's just going to create more. Number one thing I always tell them, like, acknowledge the negative thought. You're going to acknowledge it first. But then afterwards, you are going to challenge that. And you're going to put a different perspective. Because truth is, they always tell me, like, oh, but the negative part is the truth. I'm like, but that's actually, and I try to prove it to them. Like, you know, we can take a glass that's half full, right, or half empty. Right, we can look at the glass. We can see, okay, one person's going to say it's half full, one person say it's half empty. But the truth is, this is the truth, that the glass that has water in it, that's what it is. That's the truth at the end of the day. Now, we can choose how we look at it. Now, we can look at it in both ways, because that's also truth. But who do we want? What is it? Who do we want more? What do we want to see more of? You understand? So I tell them, okay, acknowledge the negative part, but there's also a positive part, and that's also truth to it. And personally, I always tell them, like, I prefer the positivity because of the way it makes me feel. Mm-hmm. Like going, let's say, for example, on this interview, I can look at myself and tell myself, like, oh, it's going to go bad. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to look a fool, you know, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, I can tell myself, like, no, I'm actually going to do great. It's going to be fun. It's going to be, you know, with good energy, you know, I'm going to have a great time. Like, changing that is also truth. Like the positive part of it is also truth. That's why I try to tell them, like, acknowledge the negative, but like also bring in the positive. And I help them to see that, because it's really hard for somebody with anxiety, me personally speaking, to like try to think positive after so many years of thinking negative.
Yeah, no, that really, really makes sense. So everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, this will be live by 5 p.m. Eastern time, and we will get it on DLC Live, which is the podcast, in 72 hours. So yeah, thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for sharing the story and everything. And we'll do some links as well over to your Instagram. So yeah, thank you. Really enjoyed your company.
Same here.
Look after yourself. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.